worth. For those people who are very hot and cold, they should give more. For those people who like warm weather, they should give less. No? The air conditioner broke in Shem Shabbat.
Oh,
so they need money to have, they fixed it, but they need money to pay for it. So he wants to know how much he should donate. For those people who can't handle the warm weather, they should give more.
Right.
For those people who like the warm weather, they should give less. That's what I told them. Roger and resume. Okay. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of Pei Daled Amud Beis. That would be 84B3, I assume.
No.
4? Could be it's 84. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Yeah. We just learned the pasuk that from Lagi Kochu we learn out that whenever a man has a lav, the partner has the lav also. So if the Kohen Gadol can't marry an Amana, not only is the Kohen Gadol transgressing a lav and is eligible, for no better word, for Malchus, so is the woman who's involved. It's the same thing by every lav of Kahuna, Zayna, Chalala, Grusha. When a Kohen marries them, they both get Malchus. That's what we learned out. Check the Gemara. Is this the source of that halacha that the woman gets Malchus for the same Avera of participating with the man? This is a rule that said in the whole Torah, nothing to do with Kahuna. The Amar of Huna, the Huda Marav, the Kain Tadim, the Beir Mishmael, excuse me, Isha Yisha, Kiyasu Mikoch Atosu Akatosu Adam, a man or a woman to do any sin, Hishva Kasim Isha Ishlocha Anjin Shema Taira. Taira is written masculine. Taira writes the halachas of eating, don't eat pig, things like that. Usually he writes it in masculine. So you would think only men get punished. So the Torah writes, Isha Isha Kiyasa Mikol Chatos Adam, that a woman gets the same punishment. That means whenever there's a lav, even though it sounds like it's written for the man, it includes the woman. So therefore, when a man marries, a Yisrael marries a Mamzeres, not only is the Yisrael over the lav, but the Mamzeres is over the lav, meaning the woman is same guilty. Right, so the same thing is true by a Kayan marrying a Grusha. Why do I need a pasuk of Lo Yikachu to teach me something that Yehuda Marav said is true in all the Torah? That even though the Torah talks to the man, it means the woman as well. Unless it specifically excludes the woman. But if not, it includes men and women. That's what we learn now from Isha Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Adam. Any sin is no difference committed by man or woman, they get the same punishment. So therefore,
what?
Hold, let me just finish. So therefore, what do I need the pasuk of Yikachu? Give me two lines. What do I need the pasuk of Yikachu to tell me that the Amana gets Malchus like the Kayan does, like the Kayan Gadol does? We learned that after Mishishim, we asked him Kochata Sadam. Emphat the Gemara. Ima hi avamina lava shava b'kayo. I would have said it's talking about lavim that are made for all Jews. This is a Kedushas Kahuna lav. This is a higher level. This is a different level lav. This doesn't apply to Yisrael. He can marry a Grusha. He can marry a Zayna. He can marry a Halala. Only a Kayan that can't marry. So is the woman included in that? Maybe not. The pasuk of Isha Yisha Kiyasa Mikol Chata Sa'adam is talking about sins that apply across the board, not sins that are limited to Kahanim. Therefore, I'm sharing from Go. So therefore, right. So therefore, I need the pasuk of Lo Yikachu. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
So yesterday,
Rabbi Moshe.
So what's it again that a lady is in karka olam?
Again, when a woman does something willingly, karka olam is not nageya.
When is it again?
Okay? Only when she's forced into an action. And the question is, does she have to give up her life? The fact that she's passive, she doesn't have to give up her life.
What's
she? If she does it willingly, it's called an action. A man does an action, a woman is passive.
But Gabi, this is not.
Because the Gemara says when a woman does it willingly, that's called an action.
Well,
it means she's involved in the action.
Even though she really didn't do it?
Again, that's
it's
called
it's
doing
tully,
it.
It's Tully in
her will, correct.
And then do it.
The Ptura Karka Olam is not said Beratzen. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Because she moves, or because she thinks it?
Because she wants it.
It's on that.
Has to do with Hana, yes, correct. Yes, absolutely. Every Yisrael can't marry a Mamzeres, every Mamzer can't marry a Bas Yisrael. It applies to every Yisrael and every Mamzer. It's only to a Kayan. Yisrael are not Mitzvah to marry a Grusha. It's Isha Zayin Chalal Lo Yikachu, but Isha Grusha Me Isha Lo Yikachu. So the double Lo Yikachu teaches me that it includes the woman as well.
The plural or the double?
I don't hear.
The plural or the double?
The double. Rashi says the double.
Why would we think it would not apply to women?
What?
Why would we think it would not?
Because the Torah talks to the Kayan. It says, don't marry a Grusha. It doesn't say the Grusha can't marry a Kayan. So maybe she doesn't get punished.
So we're saying that because she was involved in the...
No, wait a second. So the Torah wrote Lo Yikachu to say she is punished. The Gemara's question was, I have a pasuk by other things, nothing to do with Kayin, that says that the woman gets punished. So the answer is, I would think that's only in things that are across the board, things that apply to Kayin is only the male, not the woman. That's why I need Lo Yikachu.
So we're defining it here for the poem.
Correct. Rashi, Zogt Rashi, Anshim, Lav Vakaris, Avasei Lo Havi Einish. So Rashi is bothered, if this is true, so why is a woman not obligated in Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama? If she's obligated in all Anshim Shubatayra, why isn't she obligated in Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama? Why doesn't she have to wear tefillin? Why doesn't she have to learn Torah? Well, that's not a Shazman Grama, but she's supposed to anyway. We just learned down from Isha Isha Fiyatim, we call Chatas Adam, that a woman is obligated in all sins of man. Same thing. So why isn't she obligated to do all positive commandments, including those that are time dependent? Call Chatas Adam. A man doesn't wear tefillin, he does a sin. So a woman shouldn't wear tefillin, she's also going to sin. So Rashi explains, Anshim refers to a punishment which happens when a person transgresses a law or karas, not an asay. That's what Rashi explains. Look, mitzvah asay shasman grama, nashim p'turas. Avoloi says the bein shasman grama, bein shaloi asman grama, nashim chayavas. So Rashi is translating the word anshim. Now, there is problems with this approach, and I'm not, is that there's such a thing called the law she'ein by maisa, that there is no punishment for. But yet, that is included in anshim shabbatayra. Even though nobody gets punished for it. But it's called Anshim because it's a lav. Asay is not called Anshim. Now, if it's because they get a punishment, not all lav get punishments. So, they get what? Well, they get Shemayim, but they Shemayim for missing an Asay, a person also gets punished. Right? Rashi translates Anshim means lav and karas. Simply put, it's because lav has a consequence of a punishment of Malchus. If there's a warning. So therefore that's called an anshim. Asay never has a consequence down here. Person doesn't put on tefillin, nobody's punishing him down here. That works by and large. However, there are laven that don't have consequences also. And women are chayiv in those. So you have to say that anshim defines laven, even those laven that in actuality don't have punishment. I'm just pointing out the difficulty here. I don't really have a better answer. I don't know. I'm just pointing it out.
We know Liz, but this is from the right? The
question is why?
What's Pasuk says
good. Rashi has a problem. The Pasuk says, Kiyasu mikol chata sa'adam, hishva kasim isha l'ish l'chol anshim shibataira.
Right.
So why isn't she chayav in mitzvah saseh?
That's a separate question. That's a separate thing.
I mean,
how do we know ladies are
punished for
this?
Again, I just want to know what Rashi. Let's learn Rashi first. Let's learn Rashi. That's Rashi's question.
Rashi
Anshim. Rashi has a problem. Rashi's problem is, if she's compared to man, for all Einchim, why isn't she obligated in every command that man is obligated in? Why is she absolved from certain commands? Rashi's answer is, let's listen to what Rashi says, then we'll worry about another shot. Rashi's answer is, not doing a positive is not an einish, and she's only included in chatos ha'adam, punishments, not commandments. That's what Rashi answered. Now, what you want to say is that really she's included in everything, except there's a special pasuk that absolves her from mitzvah aseh shasman grama. That's what you want. You would like to answer Rashi's question differently. Really, chatos ha'adam means all positive commandments, and also, except the Torah wrote that she's part of a mitzvah aseh shasman grama. Right? The Torah absolved her from certain things. That's what Avraham would have answered. That's what I would have answered also. But Rashi doesn't answer it that way. Rashi's answer is that aseh doesn't rise to the level of einish. That's what Rashi says. My problem, what I don't understand in Rashi is not all lavs rise to the level of einish either. There's a lav she'ein by maisa. There's a lav hanitik laseh. There are lavim that don't get malchus. Yet a woman is chayiv in those. If einish means actual getting punished, why are those included? Now, I would have answered in Avram's way, that really women are chayiv in everything, including aseh. But the Torah wrote a special exception for women. We learn it out from Sukkim that women are part of Mazman Grama. It is not just made up. Learned out from Sukkim. That's what I would have answered. Again, maybe Rashi is bothered with the fact that it says l'chol anshim shebetayra. What's l'chol? Not l'chol. Most, not kol. So Rashi answers, it is kol anjim shebetayra. Aseis are not included in this. They're obligated in aseis for different reasons, but not because of this pasuk.
I don't know what it's called. That's not really what I... You know,
are you being humble now? Are you being haughty? What exactly are you trying to get across?
What was
why aren't women chayiv in mitzvah? If the rule is, if the pasuk says, "Hishva kasev ishel ish l'chol anshim shebetayra," l'chol, why aren't aseis included? Correct.
Okay, now, before we get to, even if we didn't do this before, if someone asks a question, you ready? How many ladies are patur from the mishmar grama?
Didn't I just say that? Didn't I just say what he's saying? We learned it out from Sukkim.
Oh, that's all.
Okay.
No, what do you mean? I don't get it. That's the fact.
Fine. The Trashi, lav de kahuna ain't the shavu makom. Shein noigim b'Yisrael. Tokach il lav lashmina lo yikochu. Havazlin and lakula, we would have gone lenient. Or miftu and nashim, we would have absolved the woman. Therefore, it has to say lo yikochu. Correct the Gemara. Not true. Bari Tuma the Lav Shein Shava Bakel. Tuma, being metamed to a mace, only applies to Kehanim, right? And over there it does not include women, because women are only included in the marriage. Certainly Yikachu was talking about marital halachas, right? And we just said that Kol Chatas HaAdam does not include things that are only us to Kehanim. Right, so Tuma would not fit into Kol Chatas HaAdam because it's not across the board; it's only for Kehanim, and it wouldn't fit into Lo Yikachu because Lo Yikachu is a very limited pasuk to talk about marriage: who they're allowed to marry, who they're not allowed to marry. So here is the Isser Tuma for a Kayan, seemingly should not include women. Yet we need a pasuk to absolve women. Why? Just tell me. There's no reason to say women are chayiv. It's not included in Kol Chatas HaAdam. It's not included in Lo Yikachu. So the default option is that they're butter. Why do I need a pasuk? The time of the Kasei Rachman of Bnei Aaron, V'loi Bnei Aaron. The Torah had to write a miyut. Dav Emor HaKahanim Bnei Aaron. From the word Bnei Aaron, we deduces the word, that it's V'loi Bnei Aaron. Halav Hochi Havamina Nashim Chayavis. My timer, lav mishum nirbuta marav, is that the only reason a woman would be chayiv is because it's kol chatas adam. But you just told me kol chatas adam only applies to things that are across the board, Kohanim and Yisraelim. So why do I need a pasuk to say that a woman can be metame lemeis, a kohenes? Why isn't it automatic? There's no pasuk to include that she can't. Where's the pasuk that says she can't? Kol chatas adam doesn't apply to kahuna things. Lo yikahu, marriage.
Tumah does not trouble
a kohen. No, Yisrael can be metamei. The itzur tumah, the itzur that a kohen can be metamei.
But if I don't mind if everybody's coming.
What is? Is there a difference between a kohen and me about going to a levaya?
Yes.
Why? We're both going to be tamei.
This pasuk is
it? Yes. Amar kohen b'nei Aaron. But my talayim, the neversly, I'm sorry. The neversly time of Bamav, you have to pull up the chumash. The neversly time of Bamav.
If it's just
say
the Kohanim, then it would be
woman too. The Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Yes, that's the drush. Correct. Correct. Rashi brings it in chumash. B'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron.
Would that be considered a
chatas if
he did it?
The nefesh lo yitam abama, he gets malchus.
Kol chatas adam,
ein shim shebetayra. That's what it said. The Rashi says it means every lav and karas.
Is it being do with the
korban? No, no.
Why
would I think that they are chayiv that I should need a pasuk to take them out?
Because
before this Gemara, we would have said, before... Again. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk to say they're not chayim. Exactly. So what do I need a drasha for? The drasha says they're not chayim.
Shouldn't need that.
Exactly.
And for just the B'nai Aaron, that would not have been enough. In other words,
again, I'm not going to get involved in how drashas work. I have no idea. Rashi and Chumash says if it only say B'nai Aaron, it would include Chalolim, so you need Kohanim to exclude Chalolim. I'm not getting involved in the drushes. You can learn Chumash Rashi, Tyrus Kohanim, Dash, all the Psukim. I just... What?
Chalolim are a lot of
people. Yeah, because we learned after the word Kohanim, M.R. Kohanim B'nai Aaron. The Drashi HaKohanim Abutichol. And for the Gemara, Loi. The Gemina Maloi Yikachu. Now, you know what? Even though Lo Yikachu is written by marriage, but it includes women in an Issur Kahuna. So we would have said, oh, the Torah is saying women are obligated in all Issurei Kahuna. So I need to tell me Tumah is different. You're right. Lo Yikachu is written by marriage. But if that's what the Torah wrote, and I would have said, oh, the Torah is telling me this is all the same Parshas Emor. The Torah is telling me, oh, all those halakas of Kehanim include women as well.
Not just men.
Not just men. So I need a pasuk to tell me marriage includes women as well, those who marry the Kayan. Tuma, women are absolved from. Rashi. Barilav the Tuma. The Ein Shava Bakel. The Ein Yisrael Muzarim Shleviga the Chsiv Emer Kehanim. Kehanim. Uzarim, only Kohanim are warned for Lord Yisrael. Lab Mishim de Yehuda, Al Mafil Lab Shein Shava Bako, Lav Kolom Mahasim and Asim Chayavis. The source would be Reb Yehuda Mikol Chakas Adam. Loi, the Gambi Mila Yikachu, Klemem Isha Isha Le Nav Kolom Lab Shava Bako. From the Pasuk of Isha Isha Ki Yasim Mikol Chakas Adam, we only learn out a Lav that is applied to all Jews. Vahad Yitzchak Lamutav Elay B'nai Taharan, Mishum the Eloi Mamat Eva Gamina Mila Yikachu, the Machayev Lenoshim Alav Shein Shava Bako. Because Lo Yikachu would have told me to be Machayev women in the Lav Shein Shava Bako. Should I or shouldn't I? I'm going to try. I don't want to confuse people. But the Gemara here is a very big Kiddush. Because Lo Yikachu does not talk about Bat Kayan. It is not addressing the daughter of the Kayan. It is addressing the wife of the Kayan. If a Kayan marries a Grusha, the Torah is saying, that Grusha, she's not a Bat Kayan. She can be anybody. That Grusha is Chayim just as much as the man who married her. Even though the Torah usually writes in masculine, here the Torah wrote twice for Yikachu to tell me that the woman who partners with the man is going to be equally responsible as the man. But that woman is not a Bas Kayin. She is a woman who partnered with a man in an Avera. And the Gemara is saying, because of that, I would think that all these Surei Kahuna apply to women as much as men, meaning to the daughters of a Kayin as much as the son of a Kayin. Because just like we see women are included in the marital Esther, I would think they're included in the Tumah Esther. Even though it's a different kind of woman, the woman is not the Bas Kayin. Here the woman is the Bas Kayin. But Teretz is, once you include women, women are included. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. Kamash Malan, no. The by Tumah we exclude women. Marriage, all women who can't marry a Kayin who can't marry them. Tumah is talking to the daughter of a Kayin, and she's not included. Ikki the Amri. Yes. I'm sorry?
Can we see the preference that
non-married women? It's a preference. Yeah, but the same thing would apply to Bas Yisrael. Ikki the Amri, others say, Kicha Yisrael. The other way. A different answer in the Gemara's Kasha before. Really, we can learn not mikol chatas adam every lav. Lav ha-shava b'kol, lav she'en shava b'kol, all included in mikol chatas adam. The reason we need lo yikachu is because of tumah. Really, the default option is isha yishav b'yasa mikol chatas adam. Women and men are equally chayiv in all lavim. Lavim that apply to everybody, lavim that only apply to kahanim. We're not differentiating like we did in the first answer. But then came along the Torah and said that a bas kayin can be metama. Oh, you're treating men and women differently by kahuna. So maybe you should treat them different in marriage as well. So the yikachu is a response to the fact that we absolved the woman from being metama lemeis. It is not beforehand, and then we have a kasha, why do we need to absolve the woman from the mitzvah? Kol katas adam includes everything. All lavin. Regular lavin, kahuna lavin, all included in the kol katas adam. So then came along the Torah. You don't need lai yikachu. I wouldn't need lai yikachu. But then the Torah came and said, b'nei aron v'lei b'nei aron. So the Torah came along and excluded a woman. So we say, whoa. Is a woman also excluded from the Isra of marriage to a Kayin when he's not supposed to marry her? So it says, Vayikachu, to tell me, no, that exclusion doesn't go that far. So Ikki the Amri, Kicha Yitzchukhalay, because Sakatai Tachamina Ligmar Mitumah, Kamash Bulan, that we don't. So Trashi Ikki the Amri, Kicha Yitzchukhalay, the Mikhtav, the Balav Shein Shavu Bakom, Nashim Mazaris. The Balav Shein Shavu Bakom, women are warned. Abagatim is reviewed in Mishnama. Even though we learned it out from Rav Yehuda, Sakadai Tachamina Ligma Mituma, the Lav Shein Shava Bakayu Benashim Pturah. I would think that Tumah reveals to me that there's a difference. Without Tumah, I would never make the difference. But once Tumah's there, I would make the difference. So Yikachu is a reaction to Tumah.
So does that teach us for Shavuot Kolvin? Is that for teaching
Lav Shein Shava Bakayu?
Lav Shein Shava
Yes. The difference is as follows. The first parrot said, Mikol Chatas Adam would not have covered Kahuna at all. So Yikachu covers Kahuna. Then the question was, it only covers Kahuna for marriage. Why do I have to absolve a woman from Tumah? So we answered no. Well, Yikachu would cover all Kahuna. So therefore I have to say not Tumah. So according to the first Teretz, Tumah was a reaction to Lo Yikachu. Because Lo Yikachu would have to absolve a woman from Tumah. The second Teretz is saying, the default option is Mikol Chatas Adam includes Tumah. It includes everything. Came along the Torah and said Tumah is different. Once the Torah said Tumah is different, I have to know that other things are not different. Other Yisuri Kuhuna are not different. That's why I need Lo Yikachu.
Do you take each and every Yisuri Kuhuna then?
Once it says Lo Yikachu, it's telling me only Tumah is an exception.
So example, a woman coming eats truma b'tumah. Is that a lot?
Yeah.
Is that, it's not shavu l'kol? Is she?
Yes, it is, because if he's always truma b'tumah, would be the same thing.
That's not only a, hold on.
No.
So who's allowed to eat? Nobody's allowed to eat.
Nobody.
Is there any other lab that only a Kohen has? A male?
He's told that he's true, but Tumah gets two Isurim. But he gets the Isurim of Tumah also. He's also not allowed to eat Tumah, period.
Right.
That's the Gemara back to. Rapapa of Ravuna Braid of Yeshua, Iklu, the Bach says, the Shechnetzavu. They came to the city of Shechnetzavu. The Ashrei of Idi Baravan, the Rav of the city was of Idi Baravan. So the people asked them a shiloh. They came to town. People came to say hello, and they talked and learning. So they asked Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Yeshua the following shiloh: Huzuk Sheres Linazil Psula, my life. Can a kasher a bat kayan marry a chol?
Why do Sheres a bat kayan?
What?
Any.
Because the Gemara before said that there's no Havamina that the Israelis should be restricted. She's not desecrating anything. She has no Mechuyim. See, we want Kayan to marry a Kehenes. That's who's supposed to marry a good Kayan. So she's now making herself ineligible. That's what Rashi explained it before. To marry the man we want her to marry. The Israelis had no obligation to marry a kind to begin with, watch. No reason to it.
There's no question that a regular Israel.
There's no question that a regular Israel can marry a chol. She can marry Israel.
But there are chol.
Yeah, I understand that. There's no. See, Rashi explained before that the only question would be an abbas kayan, who is supposed to marry a kayan and now has made herself ineligible. And her kids ineligible. Right. So by me name, his ring shares an awesome to my life. I'm a Lura Papa to Nisua. So a Papa said it to the parish of Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Kedushin. Asara Yuchsin on the side it says in the Samach Tes. Asara Yuchsin Aul Mibavo. 10 groups of Yuchsin. 10, what is he translated as?
Genealogical classes.
10 genealogical classes, thank you. Came up from Babel. Kahanim, 1. Levium, 2. Yisraelim, 3. Chalolim, 4. Gerim, 5. Harurim, or Frid Avonim, at 6. Mamzerim is 7. Nesinim is 8. Stuki is a kid found that we know who the mother is, but we have no idea who the father is. So he's a Suffolk Mamzer, because we don't have an identifiable father. Asufi means we don't know who the mother is, and we don't know who the father is. A baby found on the street. So that's the 10 genealogical classes. The Sinim are from the seven nations. We discussed them a few weeks ago. The ones that David made a Gzera, you can't marry. That's the Sinim. They converted for the wrong reason. They didn't have the midas, the character traits of Jews. That was the story with when they wanted the people killed. That's the Messina. The Mishnah continues. Yes, Asufim are babies found that we know to be Jewish. Question is, we have no idea who their parents are. Again, the story is that it's from a Jewish city. We're not dealing with Goyim at all. Goyim is not an issue. Goyim would be better. Because a guy, you can be Megayer and he's 100% kosher. The mom's very stuck. This is what the Mishnah is talking
about. It's a Suffolk mamzer also.
It's a Suffolk mamzer. It's a Suffolk mamzer.
Just like the
Stuki. Really, in Halacha, there's no different Stuki than a Suffolk. Now, the Mishnah continues. Kehanim Levim Yisraelim Butarim Lavet Ebezat. Kehanim Levim Yisraelim are allowed to marry each other. Those three genealogical classes, I like that word, are allowed, I can't think of a better word. I learned a new word, I like it. Are mutter to marry each other. Levim Yisraelim, Chalolim Gerim Harurim, Mutarim Lavas Ebezah. drop Kehanim, because Kehanim can't marry Chalolim, right? And Kehanim's not allowed to marry a Chalolim, and he can't marry a Ger, and he can't marry a freed Evan, right? But Levim Yisraelim can. So Levim Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim, Charurim, Atarim, Lav, Ezeb, Ezeb. Those five groups can marry each other. Honestly, just what happened? One converted, and one is an Evan that got freed. How long did it? When we say 10 classes, doesn't mean there's a difference in halacha between each one.
We're talking about another kind.
Yeah, of course.
So he was also a guy.
A different kind of Geras. His first bite is an Evan, and had halacha of an Evan Kanani, then he became a Yisrael. You're right. In halacha, there's no difference. It's just 10 different kinds of groups. They're different. He was an Evan Kanani, and then he became freed.
As an Evan Kanani, he couldn't marry anybody. I'm not... I'm not understanding, but I hear what you're saying. I just don't...
It's a different set of events. It's a different set of events.
You mean how it happened, but the Geras was the same or not?
Well, it's a slower process, meaning a double process. First he became an Evan Kanani, he was chayv in all mitzvahs.
Right.
Then he became a freed Jew. Ger became from becoming a goy, becoming a Jew. Again, in halacha, they're both the same.
I understand halacha. I understand why the two different categories.
One was Megayer willingly from being a goy to being a Jew. One was bought as an Evan Kanani, was forced to be an Evan Kanani, accepted being an Evan Kanani, was not a Jew, was a three quarters Jew, and then became a complete Jew. The process is a different process. So?
But he also had to be agreeable to it.
Correct. No, he has no choice at Shichur. Once he's an Evan Kanani, he becomes a Jew. No way out.
I mean, Evan Kanani for 6 months.
You're Evan Kanani for 100 years.
I'm talking about before he has to make up his mind. I thought there was like a short period.
That's for him to become an Evan Kanani, and it was even that was a machloikus. But yes, he has to agree to become an Evan Kanani.
On the
tonight,
that if he does become free, he's
going to
be
true. That's automatically, if he ever becomes free. Geri Charuri Umamzeri, Nesini Shtuki Vasufi Mutarim Lo Bezebezeb. Kal Gerim Lo Yikriko. So a Ger, or Charuri, can marry a Mamzeri, Nesini Shtuki Nasufi. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that these are the way the groups, I won't call them genealogical classes, the groups can marry each other. Kahanim Levim Yisraelim, Levim Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim Charurim, Gerim Charurim, Mamzerim Nesini Shtuki Vasufi. That's who's allowed to marry each other. Now, one of the things the Mishnah made clear is that Kohen can't marry Chalolim. Kahanim are not included in marrying Chalolim. Can a Kehanis marry a Chalol? Doesn't say the Mishnah that she can. The Mishnah doesn't say that a Kehenis can marry a Chalol. The Mishnah's Mashma, Kehanim family and Chalolim family are totally separate. It doesn't allow for any intermarriage between Kehanim and Chalolim, seemingly both ways. Not the Kayan marrying Chalola, not the Chol marrying a Kehenis. If not, the Mishnah should have said, whoa, a Kayan can't marry a Chalola. But the Kehanis can marry a Chol. It didn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had Kehanim and said clearly Kehanim and Chololim do not intermarry. The Ilu. The Ilu Kehanis. The Cholol like Sunny doesn't permit a Kehanis to Chol. It's a Raya that a Kehanis cannot marry a Chol. That was your Papa's proof. No. The Mishnah is not interested in differentiating between men and women there. The Mishnah is saying, Kehanim can't marry into Chalolim. We're not interested in which way. The fact is they can't marry both ways. Meaning, both ways are not permissible. And once both ways are not permissible, we don't group them together. Kehanim are not grouped with Chalolim because in one way they can't marry. The other way they might be able to marry, but that's not the Mishnah's interest there. The Mishnah wants to show me the Kehanim and Chalolim are not the same. A Yisrael can marry a Chalolim, no problem. Both ways. He can marry a Chalolim, a Yisraelim can marry a Chol, no problem. By Kehanim, it might be only one way, Usher. But once it's usher one way, the Mishnah separated them at different classes, didn't allow the mingling. The Mishnah wasn't interested in detail. It was saying, when they can marry both ways, then we put them in the same group. When they can't marry both ways, we don't put them in the same group. But it could be they could marry one way. It could be that the Kahanas can marry a color. Let's read it inside. When male can marry female both ways, he can't marry the Chalala. Like Tani, therefore it's not listed. So Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua says the Mishnah is not a Raya, because the Mishnah is not interested in getting involved in detail. It's just saying, Kehanim, Chalalim, stay away from each other. One way. The other way, they don't have to stay away from each other, but the Mishnah is not interested in that. He also the comment of Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua. This was the conversation when people asked the Shiloh to Rav Papa and to Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua. Rav Papa brought from the Mishnah that it's Aser. Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua disputed him. They came to Rabbi Bar Avim, Amalu Dardiki. Young children. Is that the way he translates it? Haki Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Huzuk Sheres Unasim Absulim. I don't know why you fellows are getting involved. It's a Meferish Halacha. Rav said that it's Mutter. You know, you're missing the fact. Bringing a Raya, getting out of the Raya. It's a Meferish Rav. Rav said it's Mutter. Rashi. Don't you actually,
yeah, but one thing Rav is one thing Mishnah.
Yeah, but if you knew Rav, you wouldn't get involved. Your papa wouldn't know. Rav said it's Mutter, so it's Mutter.
Well, if you had this Mishnah and you would have been able to learn from that, that's not something more important than Rav?
Again, the Mishnah's against Rav. Right?
Right.
So Papa would not have brought the Mishnah if Rav disputes it. He would try to figure out why Rav doesn't hold and survive in the Mishnah. Rav is the first generation of Amoraim. Papa is the last generation of Amoraim. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hachi Gassinan. Did I finish the Rashi till then? Did I do the Rashi beforehand? Think so. How can you get seen it? Tanam Levim Yisrael Mutarim Lo Abizeh Bezeh. Levim Yisrael Mechalolim Gevim Chalurim Mutarim Lo Abizeh Bezeh. Avachani Mechaloli Mechaloli Mechahanis Loi. That's the Diyak. I'm going to repun it. Loi Lam Chaloli Mechahanis Shaper Dami. A whole Kamari Kahanis. But Adloi Tanino Mishim the Kahani Mechaloli Asiri. Since it's usher one way, the male Kayan cannot marry the woman Chalolo. Let's tikele, it's not a set thing. The Kolhechi Dhani Nasi Mahani 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 Ksani. Period. Something about that. Shnius midivrei sefer. I'm sorry. Can't hear you. Shnius are the secondary arayas, the rabbinic arayas. Great grandmothers, great granddaughters, all kinds of those. Baimenei bnei biri merav sheshes. Biri is the name of a city. The people of Biri asked Rav Sheshes the following shaila. Shnius labau, the loy shnius liyavam. Yes, look, some of them, I lie. Okay, let me explain this Gemara. We had a Gemara in Ksubas, and we had it earlier in Yavamas, that the Ksuba is an obligation on husband number one. When he died, his estate becomes Meshubad, has a lien on it to the Ksuba. Husband number two, the Yavam, has no obligation of Ksuba. It's the husband number one's estate. If husband number one has no money, Chazal make husband number two pay the ksuba. That was the rule. Really, it's husband number one's obligation, and his estate becomes liable for the ksuba. If he doesn't have an estate, husband number two, who's marrying her now as Yibum, has to give out his own ksuba. It wouldn't be a 200 ksuba, it would be a 100 ksuba, because he's getting her as a ba'ula, not as a b'sula. That's the halacha. How about over here? The Shniya is not entitled to a Ksuba. The punishment the Mishnah said the Shniya gets is that she loses her Ksuba. And we'll explain coming up, either today or tomorrow, why a Shniya loses her Ksuba. But she loses her Ksuba. So now, this Shniya was married to Reuven. She had no right to a Ksuba. Reuven was supposed to divorce her right away, whether he did or not is not Negeya. But the bottom line is, she had no right for a ksuba. Reuven died. Shimon is allowed to marry her. She's not a shniya to him. He takes over. He becomes the husband. Does he get a ksuba from Shimon? The she get a ksuba from Shimon. Usually, the husband has no money, the second one is chayim. But here the husband had money, and they absolved him. They said, no ksuba. I lost you on that one.
Saying that once
she did a veira,
once she's in that category of not to read.
That's the question.
That's exactly what I said.
But Rashi holds that we would make the Yavam divorce her right away. He would able to do Yibum, and then we would say to him, listen, you don't have to pay her a tzuba if you divorce her, but we can't let a marriage go on without a tzuba. You don't have to divorce her. You're muta to her. You had a mitzvah of Yibum. You did the mitzvah of Yibum. But now you can't stay married to her without a tzuba. If you divorce her right now, we're not going to make you pay a tzuba. Because since we punished her, that punishment will extend even though you married her. But you did your mitzvah. You finished your mitzvah, divorce her now, and you're off no tzuba. But if you stay married to her, we can't have a marriage without a tzuba. Because I'll say, it's usher to be lived with a woman if she doesn't have a tzuba. For Yibum, we allowed you to do it, because it's the husband's, first husband's obligation. He has no obligation for tzuba, because she was a shniya. So it's fine. Get rid of her now, the day after Yibum, walk into Bezin, write a get, give it to her, goodbye Charlie, and you, what's the name again, and you don't have to pay a tzuba. One time, for the midst of Yibum.
So we can have a ksuba, we can have a no ksuba, despite cohabitation.
For one time, because in the midst of Yibum. Meaning the midst of Yibum says he has to marry her to do the midst of Yibum. But he's assuming the first husband's responsibility of ksuba. So we don't make him pay because that's part of the knas. But that only knas lasts this long. This is Rashi's opinion. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say that this marriage we would allow to continue with no responsibility of tzuba. Because she lost it by being married to the first husband, and she doesn't get it back. And he's not mechuyev to divorce her now. This is the machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn the question is only if he divorces her right after Yibum, does he have to pay the tzuba? Or, as the other Rishonim learn, do we let them stay married without the benefit of a tzuba? So machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns the first way. This is the question you should have asked.
That's what I said.
Text from Bible, a lot ago.
We
had 65 a lot ago.
It could be against her will, and it could be against her will. You know, that's a big mitzvah. Live with this woman one day. That's
the mitzvah.
What is the mitzvah?
Understand it or don't understand it. That's the mitzvah. Yakum Hashem Achav, live with her.
Live with her, meaning marry her, take on responsibilities.
He did. You married her for one time. That was your mitzvah. You did the marriage. Doesn't say stay married to her, just marry her. You married her. That's marriage. It's a kinyan. You need to get now. She doesn't get chalitza now, she gets a get. Whatever it's supposed to do for the soul. That's not what the Torah said. That would be the way we understand it. But the Torah says, marry her. You did the marriage. But this is not a kasha that pehe.
Let's go back.
So by my name and be remir of Shashis. Shnir Labal Veloy Shnir Liyaba. Yes, look some of me up in my life. Does she have a silver from the oven or not? Keep it on my mark, Shabbat, and if they buy La Rish and Leslo. Listen, it's her husband's obligation. Her husband doesn't have an obligation because we punish her. I don't like even the Ilu Leslo Mirish and Skinu Lamisheni, Isla. But since Chazal said if he doesn't have any money, we make the second one, we view this as the guy who doesn't have any money. Rashi. Look, Rashi, B'nai Biri Mokim. Given that my marks are about to see Yavam, and it's the Baal HaRishon, less than me of them, Ba'av HaGav, the HaMirish, Ba'av HaGav, kind of Baba government here. Even though he does Yibum, the Merishin Lesla. I do mark even the Lesla Yavama, the Alma Merishin, since if they don't have money from the first one, the Lesla in the Chasm, Kino the Rabbanah Mishani, Vanami Lesla Merishin, Hukach Isla Miyavam. That's the question.
It's not a practical thing, it's just you could have money, it's $6 million.
The first husband could have had $1 million. It doesn't make a difference. It's not Meshubba because he doesn't have to give her a tzibba. Yes. I said the Gemara is going to get to that. I pointed out that let's not get involved in that conversation because the Gemara is going to get to that conversation. Well, I'm sorry. The Gemara will get to that. Well, Mitzvah looks like it's going to be tomorrow, but we'll get there, Mitzvah. Sorry? Right. Dr. Gemara. After the Gemara, Amar Lo Rav Sheshes to Nisua. Subasan Itzabaisa. Subasan Itzabai La Rishon. The Maitre Shnei Labal. Afilim Miyab Meila. In fact, the Gemara Mechal the Ikin Isla Miyabam. And this Brisa doesn't say anybody gets from the Yabam. It says Subasan Itzabai La Rishon. That the Gemara Ksura Mechzavaki Tani. The Brisa is missing a piece. Subasa nixtabai la rishon, be less la merishon tkinu la misheni. If there's no from the first one, she gets a takana to get it from the second one. The Brisa clearly states that she's not entitled to a ksuba from the oven. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, shnei labam, subasa nixtabai la rishon, I'll call you bamas koi. We'll call you, vice shnei labam, for the miyab main lo shmamina. The cloud ink and the Islam Yab bit me a climate boy. You proved your shiloh. Me a listen to the Bryce Akasha. The lushan of the Bryce is difficult. The Tony Afilum Yab Ela. Mashma with the Tony Afilum. Even the cloud ink of Amachri to the Islam Subam Yabam. The Bryce indicates that somebody else is getting a Subam from the Yabam. But Tony Rachel, didn't the Rachel say Sebastian Ixabai Larishan? Kilo Amishainik, they shall take Kala Bain of Loitzia. So again, I mentioned the Machlokes Rishayim. I thought Rashi picked sides. L'chein Rashi does not pick sides. Would we make the guy divorce her right away, or would we let the marriage continue on without the benefit of a ksuba? That's the Machlokes Rishayim.
That's going to make it a problem.
That's the question. What are we allowing this marriage to continue?
No marriage, Remy said, I think 4 months ago. Do we allow...
That's some of the Rishayim. I said it's a Machlokes.
Is there any other case that... You live with a wife without a ksuba? What's
according to Reb Meir, who we're going like, that it's Asher Lucius is Ishtab and like ksuba, no.
Oh, Michael.
According to Reb Meir, she can't be Michael. But that's what we're going with. According to Yehuda, the woman doesn't have to have a ksuba. She can be Michael. You're right. That's exactly what's bothering those Rishayim. How could you let this marriage go without a ksuba? No marriage goes without a ksuba. So they answer, we're letting Gibum and then telling the guy, you can divorce her without paying. But once you stay longer, you're going to have to pay. That's what those Rishayim learn. And the other Rishayim say this is an exception to the rule because it's a knas. And the knas continues for the duration of this relationship.
So she gets captured in some ways.
Correct.
Talk about the woman has satisfaction with
the man and did
a favor for
her
or something.
I mean,
if that just replaces the ring?
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Sometimes they get married and he doesn't have to give her anything. But.
Again, I don't remember. I don't remember what you're referring to. You're talking about the Maisa Kedushin. There's nothing to do with anything else.
That replaces the ring. That's all it does.
That's all it does. That's just that he doesn't have to give her a ring because he gave her satisfaction. There's nothing to do with obligations of tzibah. Rav Shem will continue tomorrow.